Fine. The next sugya that we're learning, we just finished the sugya of libun by ar, washing of ar. Actually, this Shabbos just came up. I had my brother-in-law's family over, and there was orange soda leroy, and got poured all over a vinyl tablecloth, and so I couldn't wash it off, but I just poured water on it so that it shouldn't settle in. Didn't help that much, but was a start at least. Made it a little better. Yeah. So the same as you said, you can't scrub it, but you could pour water on it to try to wash it off that way. Okay. So now we're gonna do the next sugya we're doing is as follows. The next sugya we're doing is the sugya of Shuyasa Izahu Kibusai, where we had it mentioned in the Gemara in Zvachim that the Gemara said that by Ur, you don't have this concept of shuyasei, merely making it wet does not constitute washing it by oil, by leather. However, by begadim, the Gemara said, by regular material, wet, making it wet alone is already part of the libun process. Now, the Tosis that we're about to start learning on Daf Kofir Aleph and Masechta Shabbos has two halakim to it. The first part of Tosis is defining exactly what is the problem when you squeeze out liquid from a begad. That's the first part of Tosis. And that part of Tosis is a little bit complex. And in order to understand that part of Tosis, we really have to learn a Tosis in Ksubis, which is what we'll learn tonight together. And a Tosis in Ksubis goes off on a bunch of tangents, so I figured it's better that we learn it together. And that's the first part of Tosis. This is discussing exactly what's wrong with squeezing anything, liquids, water and other liquids. What should be the problem squeezing it out of a bag? Like if you're... your clothing gets drenched, you spill wine on your clothing, is there a problem squeezing out the wine from your clothing? What is the problem exactly with doing that? That's the first part of Tosis in Shabbos. And the second half of Tosis in Shabbos discusses when exactly do we apply this klal that merely making something wet is a problem. Tosis discusses why you're allowed to wipe your hands when you wash Alan Tilsi Daim. You're making the towel wet. Why isn't that a problem of Shriyasa, Zuhu, Kibusa, etc.? That's the second half of Tosis. So we're going to attack now. We'll see this Tosis and together, and we're going to try to understand the first Shaila. What exactly is the problem with squeezing out the Gadam on Shabbos? So Tosis is going on a Gemara of Hai Mesuchrayad in Zaisa, Aser Lahaduka Viamataiva. That's Tosis in Ksubis. So Tosis, the Gemara means as follows. The Gemara, it's the same Gemara that we have in Kafir Aleph. It means, at least the way Rashi learns, it's talking about a barrel, that they drilled a hole in the barrel in order to insert a spigot, and they did a little sloppy job of drilling the hole, so the spigot doesn't really stay so nicely. So you have to put in a piece of cloth to fasten it in, to hold it tight. And understandably, once you do that, the hole gets all full of wine. The baguette that you use to stuff it up with gets all full of wine. And if you want to adjust it on Yantiv and squeeze it in and make it very tight, you're going to end up squeezing the wine out. And that's aser. So Mara says, why is that aser? It's a davar she'einam eschaven. You don't mean to squeeze out the wine, and you don't care to squeeze out the wine. You're just trying to fasten it. Mara says it's a psik reisha. So sure going to happen, so that's why it's aser. That's just not really so relevant to us that much, but that's what the Gemara is trying to say. Since it's for sure going to happen, it's aser. Now, the problem with the Rishonim have is, why is it aser? What's wrong with squeezing wine out of a piece of cloth? So your cloth got full of wine and you squeeze out the wine. What should be the problem? Now, there's two possibilities over here, which Tosis first assumes one, and then later assumes a different one. The question is, where's the wine go when you squeeze it out? When you adjust this piece of cloth and the wine comes out, is the wine going into the barrel and thereby getting saved? Or is the wine falling out of the barrel and getting lost? Tosis starts with the assumption that the wine gets lost. So you're not saving the wine. The wine is falling out and getting lost. Now Tosis wants to know, so what is the problem over here? So Tosis. Perish Bekuntris, V'chein Raf Ga'aruch. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch, V'chad Lishna, in their first pshat, they said, V'chein B'seder Tanayim V'amaroyim, and a different sefer called Seder Tanayim V'amaroyim. The asum shum schita. It's also because of schita. Now schita over here is a generic term. It doesn't really indicate which malacha we're referring to. It could be one of a couple of malachas, as we'll see. So the problem is schita. Which schita? We're now Tosis going to start to dissect that. Because of Rabbeinu Tam, the has schita mishum libun. Schita is because of libun, which means that when you wash clothing, the way you do it is you make them wet, and then you squeeze out the water in order to clean out whatever dirt, that the dirt should go out with the water. So schita is a tolda, or is a chelik, a component of libun. And you can't do libun with wine or with beer, You can't wash something with beer. It just makes it dirty. Because anything that makes the thing that's soaking it up dirty, could go in yayin, wine, sheikhar, beer, shemen, and oil. Lo shayach libun bischitasa. You can't have a problem of libun when you squeeze it out. El dafka b'mayim. It's only by water that you have this problem. So how could it be a problem over here with fastening this piece of cloth and thereby squeezing out the oil, the sheikhar, in this case, the beer? That it shouldn't be a problem, because what could only possibly be a problem is that you're cleaning it, you're doing libum eschita by squeezing it out. There's no libum if it's another liquid because it's not getting clean. V'raila davar, and a proof that there's no schita, there's no washing with other liquids, midaloygaz rinan behushem yisrait, because you'd find that you don't make a gezerah that you might come to squeeze it out. K'may gavimayim, even though by water we do make such a gezerah. In other words, he says like a few cases. K'dam rinan be'eluk sharm. Gemara on Shabbos. Hayim ha'af of Shabbos. Someone was walking on Shabbos. V'pogah ba'masa mayim. And he bumped into an irrigation ditch. Hey, chilav, what should the fellow do? L'nchaz b'mayim. You're going to tell him to walk into the water. Asla deschita. It's also to get your clothing intentionally wet on Shabbos. You're not going to walk into water because you might come to deschita. So you find that by water, there's an iser to make something intentionally wet, your clothing, in other words, something which will make you uncomfortable. It's also to make it intentionally wet because you will come to squeeze it out. Okay? So by water, we're geyser, you're not allowed to do something in order not to do schita. Likewise, we find in Perek Chavis, mistapik ba lointois, you can wipe yourself off with a towel, but you shouldn't then carry the wet towel in your hand. Likewise, we're worried you'll come to schita. So again, by water, we find that you're allowed to dry yourself off, but you're not allowed to then carry around that towel because you might come to deschita. Again, we make a gezeira, you might come to deschita where it involves water. Third case, perek beis de beya oimer, de lekuli alma in madbilim esakelim, you're not allowed to toivel your clothing because of tumma. Right, so if you have clothing which are tameh and you want to tovel them on yontiv in order that they should become tahar, it's aser. Mefarsh b'gemar gzerim shem schita, gzer you might come to squeeze them out. V'ilu b'perek toilin, however, in perek toilin again, mesachta Shabbos tanan, mesanan es hayayin besudarim. You're allowed to use a sudar, which is a cloth, to strain your wine. So you're allowed to pour wine through a cloth. Na'ay l'chayr, why are you allowed to pour wine through a cloth? Why aren't we worried that you'll squeeze out the cloth from the wine? Alma, gabi yain logas rinan. You see, by wine, we don't make this gzeira that you'll squeeze the wine out of the cloth. So why is that? Mishum schita. Must be that wine doesn't have an iser schita. Wine doesn't have an iser malab. This is the way Rabbeinu Tam understands this collection of rayas. The by water we make a gzeira. Why do we make a gzeira? Because there is an iser schita. And by wine we don't make a gzeira. Why? Because wine doesn't have schita. So there's no reason to make a gzeira. There's no iser. Another case Tysus brings, Ubereish Hamevi, Gemara and Bey, again, Anami Kamar, Lifris Sudrala. More of this is discussing, Halacha, when you carry a barrel on Yontiv. So it's also to just carry it as like everybody else because it's an Uvda Dechoil. You can't have people lugging around their merchandise on Yontiv, even though they're doing it for eating. The big stuff looks like you're doing it, Uvda Dechoil looks like you're working. So you're supposed to do a Shinoi. The Gemara over there gives a whole bunch of different eitzes for a shinev. The problem is, the Gemara says, it's all very nice and good, but the women, they don't do that. They just carry it. Okay, apparently the women, the ones schlepping, they were schlepping the barrels the regular way. They weren't following the halacha. So what eitzes should we give them? So the Gemara says, let lifrois sidra alaha. The Gemara says, let's tell them to spread a cloth over it, because that makes it look better. You know, it doesn't look so blatant as they're carrying barrels. But like Kamar Nami, like Kamar Asa Deschita, the Gemara is not worried that the sudr, the cloth, will fall into the barrel and get wet from the whatever it is they're carrying, wine or sheikhar. The Gemara is not worried they'll come to Deschita. V'ayinim shun lo shayach libun el gabi mayim. And the reason is because libun only is applicable to water, it's not applicable to other mashkin. Okay. So this is so far Rabbeinu Tam's approach. Now, go ahead.
I'm just having a hard time understanding why is schita a problem. Wouldn't it be more the problem is getting the thing wet? Is what's cleaning versus emptying the water out of it?
Well, we're not going to make a gazero over here by getting the thing wet, because the getting wet part is inadvertent, right? In some of the cases, and you mean about walking into the masamayim. So Tais will deal with that by us. That why isn't that itself a problem of washing, okay. Getting it wet? Yes, that's a good question. But that's the second part of Taisus. Why getting it wet is not a problem? Yes. Now, so again, Tais over here, his approach is, this is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's approach is that the only way to answer this stira, that sometimes we're worried that you're going to get something wet and you'll squeeze it out, and sometimes we're not worried, is that by other mashkim, there's no issur shechita, and by water there is. That's Rabbeinu Tam's approach, and thereby he has a big problem in this Gemara, what should be the problem putting in this baguette. Tais by us, you'll see, says no. Avada, there is an issur of libun by other mashkim too. And even though technically it doesn't really make sense because the wine is getting it dirty, but he says at least you're getting it a little cleaner. Get the wine out, you got it a little cleaner. You haven't done the full job. Still smells, it still looks funny, but at least it's got a little better. It's not soaked with dirty liquid. So Taisa says, why is it that sometimes we make gzeira? So Taisa is very simple. Taisa says the gzeira will only make if it's likely you'll do it, right? And the likelihood is that by water you'll do it because you'll accomplish something. At least once it gets squeezed out, it'll be dry and it'll be useful. By the wine, even if after you squeeze it out, it's still going to be dirty. So you won't really gain anything by squeezing it out. That's why we don't make exer. Well,
Taisin
Shabbos says that, yeah. Taisin Shabbos disagrees with Taisus over here. He disagrees with this Taisus. So he says these riyas aren't riyas because it's just a question of when you make a gzera. But of course, if you do it, you would be that's what Taisus and Shabbos. So we'll see. But here, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Only water has libun, and yayin, other mashkin pasha doesn't have libun. Okay, now Zok Taisus weiter. V'hada amrina beperek mefanan. This is what we say in perek mefanan. In Moshe tzricha shemen, if there was a woman who she just had a baby and she needs oil to make herself comfortable, or she's about to have a baby. Chaverta mevila b'sayre. Have you ever heard such a mysterious nefesh in your life? Woman will soak her hair with oil and bring it to her friend with her hair full of oil in order to transport it. Not to, it's a carrying problem. You know how long you have to stand in the shower after that. Get that oil out. Yeah, anyway. So she is bringing this oil to her friend and it is a carrying problem, so she puts it in her hair in order not to carry it. Uparach, the Gemara says, v'ha'as l'dei schita. Gemara says, what do you mean? You're doing schita when you squeeze out the oil from your hair. Omashani ain't schita b'sar. There's no isser of schita b'sar. Sar is not a beged. It doesn't really absorb. So there's no isser of schita b'sar. We actually don't pass like this. We pass in yesh schita b'sar. But the Gemara over there says you ought to do it because ain't schita b'sar. Mashma, Taisa says, the shayach schita b'shemen. So Taisa says, 1 second, Rabbeinu Tam just said that they can't have any schita b'shemen. Schita can only be applied to water. And over here we have a Gemara that if, at least in the Habamim of the Gemara, that hair was equivalent to a baged, it says there is a problem of squeezing out the oil from the hair. So you see, oil also can have the issur of schita. So what does that mean? So Taisa will explain that in a second, what's the pshat. But right now he's asking it as a kashya in Rabbeinu Tam. Now, just for the record, this seems a little funny, which means, so Taisa says, is asking Rabbeinu Tam, so you see that there's schita b'shem. Okay, right, so let's say, okay, tiyufta, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Abgeschlacht, right, out. And really, there's schita by shemen, and there's libun, so that means there's an isser libun on your hair? That sounds very bizarre. There's an isser of washing your hair, if you wash your hair. What about washing your face? You have libun when you wash your face? Well, why it just doesn't sound right that there's an isser of malabin, of clothing washing, on a body part. It just doesn't seem to make sense. But we'll see. Taisa anyway is going to say a different shot in that Gemara. That doesn't mean washing. But at this point, Taisa seems to say like this is Rabbeinu Tam's problem. I'm not sure why it's Rabbeinu Tam's problem. It should be all of our problems. I don't think anybody ever entertained the tzad that there should be a real even if hair is absorbent. But I don't know. Sometimes it just doesn't seem to me to make sense. But maybe I don't know. I mean, the truth is, wool is here. Technically, that's what it is, and you wash it. But I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing. Even lamaisa, when your hair is wet, right? So we hold you not to do schita because of another problem that Taisa is going to bring up here in a minute. But there's no problem with washing. That's not a problem. You're allowed to make your hair wet. You're not over blabbing by making your hair wet, that's for sure. So I don't know. I don't understand this part of Taisus. I think people talk about it. Hey, next week we'll get to that. But in any case, Taisus right now is asking Akasha that you see this chita, you can have chita by oil when you get your hair full of oil. It says, a sponge. So if it has a handle, which means, in other words, the sponge material has, like, let's say, a wooden handle attached to it, so you don't have to actually hold the sponge when you want to use it, because your purpose over here is just to soak up the liquid, right? You have a spill of oil or wine, you want to just soak up the liquid, so you want to move the sponge over the liquid just to soak it up. So if it has a handle, you're allowed to do that. But if it doesn't have a handle, you can't use it to wipe up a spill, because if you have to actually hold the sponge itself, then it's a psik ratio. By just holding it, you're going to already squeeze out some of the stuff that it's soaked up. So you see, you're going to squeeze out the shemen, which is soaked up in it. So you see, you could have schita on shemen. Again, here Tais is assuming that there's going to be a kibus on this sponge. So, in any case, this is a kashan Rabbein Atam. Rabbein Atam says you can't have schita by other mashkims, by anything other than water. And here we find by your hair and by this sponge, you can have schita by oil. So, ha'his schita Rabbein Atam, that no, you're making a mistake. There's two ways you could be over malacha on schita. One is malabin. That, Rabbein Atam says, is only by water, not by shar mashkim. But there is another malacha you could be over. Ha'his schita Rabbein Atam, the havim mishum mefarik. It's usur because of mefarik. Mefarik being a tolda of dosh, of a threshing, and by grapes and olives, it's mefarik, getting the liquid out of a solid. So v'asuru k'may schita zeisem anavim. It's also like squeezing out olives and grapes. So likewise, if you have liquid soaked up in a beged, and you squeeze out that liquid, then you're over an isser, not of washing, but you're over an isser of mefarik. So you just have to understand there's a very different focus. Whereas by the malacha of libun, the focus is on the beged. The malacha is not being done on the liquid. The malacha is being done on the beged. By squeezing out the liquid, you're helping the beged. And by mefarik, it's the opposite. By mefarik, when you're doing the malacha is being done in the liquid. The malacha is being done by taking out the liquid. The malacha is done in the liquid. That's where the malacha is. And that's why it's also. So Tais is saying that by oil, the case of the oil and the case of the sponge, the reason why it's also is not because of Mulabin, it's because of Mefarik, you're getting the oil out. Now Rabbein Thomas goes on to say, so why don't we just say that over here then? So I say the same thing here, that when you're squeezing this piece of cloth around the barrel, you know why it's also, you're right. You can't be also at Mulabin, because there's no Isser Mulabin by Shar Mashkim, there's no Isser Mulabin by wine. But there should be this Isser. Let there be the Isser of Mefarik. Now that Tais was Mechadish, there's a new way, a new problem you can have with Schita, which is Mefarik. Why don't we have that here? So, Hachaim Rabbein Atam, the Lekala Meimed Asa Mishra Mefarik. Over here is like Rabbein Atam, you can't say that there's an Isser of Mefarik. Kivin the Hanischad Halach Ibud, because the what's getting squeezed goes to the garbage. And therefore, if the whole malacha is that you're trying to obtain the liquid, you're not doing that over here. It's going out, it's falling onto the ground. Now, Zoktosis, Avagav Dehavi Psikresha. Zoktosis, so what? Lamaisa, it's a psikresha. So now, what's Tais' assumption over here? So Tais takes a little bit of a left turn with that signaling. he makes an assumption that the mere fact that it's falling on the ground wouldn't disqualify it from being a malacha, which means, if you were to take olives and grapes and squeeze them onto the ground, Tais' assumption is you'd be doing a full-blown malacha of mefarik. You're doing malacha of schita and yichayv chatas. That's Tais' assumption. Now over here, Tais' has a different angle on it. Tais' saying that you are squeezing out this thing. Now, the Gemara had said that this that is getting squeezed out is really a davar shenei mischavet, because you're really just trying to make it neat and tight for your spigot. And that is getting squeezed out is davar shenei mischavet. To which the Gemara said, okay, but it's a psik reisha. It's for sure going to happen, so you don't have a heter of davar shenei mischavet, so you're back to where you started. So now Tais employs a whole new sugya. This is a very big sugya over here in Ksubis, not our sugya, but it's just a good thing to know about. That Tais says a klal, and this is the Aruch's Chiddush, that a psikresha d'loy nichalei is mutter. Which means that even if something is a psikresha, it's only a problem if the psikresha is something that you benefit from. So psikresha is something that you want to happen. But if the psikresha is something that you don't want to happen, or possibly you don't care if it happens, you don't benefit from it, so either you don't care, or you worse than that, you don't want it to happen, then there's no problem with psikresha. And it's mutter. So Tais says over here like this. Tais says you're squeezing out this misuchrayat in his eyes. So true. And therefore, Tais says, technically, you should really have a problem of mefarik. It should be a problem that the oil or wine or beer is getting squeezed out. Falling on the ground, that doesn't change anything. It still should be a malacha. Now Taisa says, but there really is a different reason why it's mutter, because since the whole problem is psik reisha, you're not literally taking and squeezing it to get it, you're just squeezing it in order to make it tight. So since the whole problem is psik reisha, it's a psik reisha d'le nichale. I don't care, I don't want it, and therefore it's mutter, which is the aruch shita, and then Taisa goes into a whole bunch of rayas to prove the aruch shita, that a psik reisha d'le nichale is mutter, and then Taisa goes into a bunch of rayas that to argue on the aruch, psik reisha d'le nichale is aser, and back and forth, and so on and so forth. Right?
This would be aser, the raisa, even not by Zaysa.
That's what Taisa seems to assume. That's Taisa's assumption. Doesn't say it's drabanan. Later on, he gets to that. So maybe we'll skip there in a second. But I just want to just cheshbon this out. Just so you should know the relevance of psik reisha d'le nichale. Lehalacha, this case of Mischaya and Zaysa is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And lehalacha, we paskin not like the Aruch. We paskin the psik reisha d'le nichale is aser, but we paskin that it is not, doesn't have the status of an issa d'oraisa. Once it's a psik reisha d'le nichale, it only has the status of an issa d'rabbanan. And there is a relevance because there's a few nafkaminas. First of all, when something's only a d'rabbanan, there's certain cases when you're allowed to do an issa d'rabbanan on Shabbos. For example, for a chayla, you can do an issa d'rabbanan. There's certain cases that you can do an issa d'rabbanan. You have to make a shinui, whatever. But if it's an issa d'rabbanan, there is leniency. So that's one thing. And also, there's a big nafkamina, which is a big question. Lagabe amir la'akam. The halacha is that you can do amir la'akam on something that's a psik reisha. Classic example would be you can tell a guy to open the door of your fridge if you left the light on. Right? Why? Because it's a davar she'eino mischaven. You don't really want to turn on the light. You want to just get the fridge open. The light is going on, and that's a psik reisha. So for you it's aser, but for Amir Lakam, there's not a problem. There's a big question that where is it that psik reisha is mutter for Amir Lakam? Is it only a psik reisha the loy nichalei, like this, which would be not really the case by the fridge, because the light does benefit you, right? So that wouldn't be, I'm sorry?
It has benefited you.
You're able to see. What's in your fridge?
Once you open the...
Right. Right, so it's a benefit to have the light on. So it's hard. I don't think it's a little hard to classify not caring. Not caring usually can't just be subjective. Like I just don't care. It has to be something that nobody cares about, you know, because it doesn't help anybody. So I don't know if this will qualify for that. But if a better case that we have la'nichalei or la'ichbislei is the case that the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch talks about a lot, when they had like a pot that was on coals. And by taking off the pot, you're stirring the coals. And they either go out, or they go on, or either way. But it makes no difference to you, because you don't need those coals anymore. So there, that's the case where it says mutter. You're allowed to have a guy take off the pot from the coals, even though it's stirring the coals, because you don't care about those coals. That's where it's mutter. The question is, there's a steer in Mishnah Berurah about this, are you allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha, davar she'eino mischaven, in an oifen where it is nichalei? Like this case, where you're opening the fridge and the light will go on, opening your car door, the light will go on in your car, and various other cases, etc. Opening the oven will go on, or whatever, you know, keep the temperature up. All these cases where it could be a problem, this steer mishabru, they're called more makel. We pass the cool. As we hold that even by when it's nichalei, it's mutter. But that's where the shaila comes up. That's where it's most relevant to us, this question of davar she'eino mischaven by psik reisha d'le nichalei. So in any case, what we learned from this thesis is as follows. We learn from this Taisis that there's two possibilities when you come to seichet a begadim. There can be malabein, but that is, Rabbeinu Tam has said that no, malabein can only be by water, it can't be by shar mashkim. And our Taisis is going to disagree, and says no, there is malabein by shar mashkim too. So that's one possibility, and that's one possibility what could be the problem here with squeezing it down. Rabbeinu Tam says no, it's shar mashkim, you can't have a problem of washing. The second problem, Taisis says, is that there's a problem of mefarik. The problem is that they extracting the liquids from the beged is the same like extracting liquids from zeisim and oven, getting liquids out of olives and grapes. Therefore, it's a problem of mefarik, of dosh. And even though it's falling to the ground, it's still an iser. It's just, then there's a discussion of psik reisha d'le nichalei. Different reason why you should be mutter. But as far as the malacha is concerned, the fact that it's falling to the ground does not make a difference. It's still a malacha, mefarik, even though you have no benefit at all from this malach, which is very interesting.
Has been how long the ma'isa?
So he learns the whole. The Gemara brings then later. Tais brings the whole of Mshat that it's binyan. You're putting in this piece of cloth and you're going to leave it there, so it's binyan, or I guess makab patish, in the chavis. That's the chashash. I think there's a problem with that. And why is the davshin mischavin? What's davshin mischavin about that? You're mechavin. So he says, raise out of it. He says, you're not happy with that. But this is it. Now, let's skip here a little further, and this is a very important nekuda. There's another Gemara. Now, you have to skip here. Give me a second. So Taisa, like I said, goes back and forth with Reish L'Nichle is Motor or Zasser. And now he assumes Reish L'Nichle is Zasser. Now he says, Avaktas Kasha. Now in order to find this, this is tricky.
So he's going back and forth on what the case of the Gemara is?
Yeah, he's still trying to figure out what the Halacha is in our Gemara. He's still assuming it's falling and getting lost. Later, in different places, he's going to say it goes back into the Chavis and that solves the whole problem. Right now, he's assuming it gets lost. Now, the bottom of the, where you see Likutei Rashi ends, basically, right across from that in Taisus, it says Avaktas Kasha. You see it? Yeah? Avaktas Kasha is Taisus. Ipsik Reish L'Nichle is Aser. If you say Ipsik Reish L'Nichle is Aser, Amai Ka'amar Rab Perek Chavis. And this is why this is a very good introduction to our next Sugi, which is going to be the Sugi of Schita, of Paris. So Rab says in Perek Chavis, Kvasim Shesachtan Lagufan Pater Umutter. So Kvasim are pickles. Or anything pickled, right? So kvasim, anything pickled, shesacht on legufan. If you squeezed out, they're a little bit too watery for you, and you squeezed out the vinegar or the water or the brine in order to make them taste better, right? It's pater. Not only is it pater, it's mutter. And why is it mutter? Because you don't need the water that's coming out. You're squeezing it out just to get rid of the water. And when you're squeezing it out just to get rid of the water, not only are you not over schita, it's mutter to do. It's mutter l'chatchila to do. V'hashta. Avagav the ain't sarach, even though you don't need the water, ha'yali is aser, it should still be aser. So if you say, psik reish l'nichale is mutter, so this makes sense. Why are you allowed to squeeze out these pickles? The reason why I squeeze them out is because you don't care about the water or anything, you're just trying to get them to taste better. And it's a psik reish that what comes out is a little interesting, it's not your classic davshin mischavin, it's really one maisa, another problem in this taisus. But in any case, for some reason, Taisus looks at this like a davar shenem mischavin. It's a psik reisha, but it's l'nichalei, because you don't care about the water, or you don't want the water, so that's what it'd be mutter. But now Taisus just finished saying, no, psik reisha l'nichalei is aser. So why is it mutter to squeeze out these pickles to get out the water, even though the water is going li'ibud, it should still be aser. By Marie, Taisus says, the mitzinal member, we could say, the dafka kvasim shari, it's only by pickles that it's mutter. The havi hanischat mehem, because what you're squeezing out of them is kumay uchla de ifras. It's like a piece of the food that's getting separated. The ain shem mashka alav. It doesn't have a shem mashka. What comes out of them is not considered liquid. Doesn't have a tera, it's not have a halacha of liquid. Therefore, it's only considered like food. It's like you're cutting a pickle in half, and it's not schita. Okay, so that's one thing he says. And then he goes on to another thing. So that's not important to us. Talkamanim, but that Gemara is actually just an important Gemara. When we get to that Gemara, we're going to get back into the sugya again. Of when you squeeze out, and the liquid is going le'ibud, does that make it not a malacha at all? The pashtus of that Gemara seems to say when you squeeze out these pickles and you want the water to go le'ibud, it's mutter because it's not even the malacha of mefarak at all. So he says it is, and it's mutter there for a different reason. That's just the last Gemara you need to know. Now, I just want to show there's one other possibility of a malach here. Oh, 39 there. If you look at the other side of the page, there is a Ramban. this is a Ramban. The Ramban here brings down Rabbeinu Tam. It's on the first column, all the way on the bottom, the last paragraph, the one that starts with Ikasha. It's five lines from the bottom, or six lines from the bottom. It says, Kashamati. This is what Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Yashar. Bein halashon is emesukin, but this is not correct. This is what we should say. Kol soichet peiris told us mefar. If you squeeze peiris, you're doing mefar. But tzarach l'mashkin if you need the liquid. V'shiuron kegregris, the shears kegregris. Vein yishal v'du l'karka. But the problem of mefarik is only if you squeeze fruit. Klavri peiris, geitzer behen. But aseichet beged, if you squeeze out a beged, told us tzeveya. Here we have a third malacha. It's a tolda of tzeveya, of dyeing it, and then it's a kederek malabim. So the Achronim say it's oy kederek malabim, it means or. Which means that if it's wine, you're tzeveya, because you're giving color to your beged, And if it's water, it's malamin. So we'll get back to this Ramban next week. But he has a third possibility here.